Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery. Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm angry, I'm sad. I mean, it's completely just derailed a lot of hope.
Tonight, fertility treatment showdown.
If we foster the culture of life and protect the sanctity of life.
The nationwide implications as Alabama's largest hospital system says it's pausing IVF following a landmark ruling from the state Supreme Court.
Doctors now have to question everything they do.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with shockwaves being felt in the world of reproductive health care following a bombshell IVF ruling by Alabama's Supreme Court. In Friday's unprecedented decision, the all-Republican court ruled that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. Now, Alabama's largest hospital is pausing all in vitro fertilization treatments as healthcare providers across the state and the country evaluate what this means. The ruling could have a devastating effect for people who desperately want to have children in a state that already has one of the nation's strictest abortion laws. The decision may also make the already expensive costs of infertility skyrocket because of rising liability costs. To understand the possible impact, look at these numbers from the CDC. Nearly 100,000 babies were born in the U.S. in 2021 using IVF treatments. That's more than 2% of all births. CBS's Meg Oliver speaks tonight to a woman who has spent years and thousands of dollars trying to get pregnant.
I'm angry. I'm sad. Just a whole slew of things.
34-year-old Jasmine York turned to IVF to get pregnant, but now her dream of having another child has come to a sudden halt.
Is IVF your last hope to have a baby?
Yes. There is no other way.
This morning, York got a phone call from her fertility doctor at the University of Alabama with the news. The hospital system is pausing all IVF treatments while it takes a closer look at the state Supreme Court's ruling that frozen embryos are considered people. In a statement to CBS News, the University of Alabama says it is saddened, but we must evaluate the potential that our patients and our physicians could be prosecuted criminally or face punitive damages for following the standard of care for IVF treatments.
It is disturbing and ironic that the judgment in this case talks about trying to promote families and help people, and yet they are doing exactly the opposite.
The Alabama court's ruling could also have a chilling effect nationwide.
How can we help our patients if we are going to be threatened with jail time or fines or crimes for just doing our best to take care of our patients?
Like Alabama fertility doctor Mamie McLean.
Ultimately, we're worried that there's going to be fewer babies born in Alabama because of this ruling.
But tonight, Alabama IVF patients are left in limbo.
How scared are you for the future right now?
I am scared. But I do have hope still that this can get turned around and things can be made right.
Tonight, the University of Alabama told us it doesn't know how long IVF is on hold, leaving many women wondering if they'll be able to have a baby. Nora?
So many people scared about this. Meg Oliver, thank you. Back here in Washington, fallout on Capitol Hill after a former FBI informant was charged with lying about President Biden and his son Hunter's ties to a Ukrainian energy company. House Republicans have used the now indicted informant as one of their main sources in the investigations of the president and his family. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports from Capitol Hill that the president's brother, James Biden, testified behind closed doors today as part of the Republicans' impeachment probe.
The president's younger brother, James, arrived ahead of his interview with congressional investigators as Republicans tried to salvage their impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
No second thoughts about this?
No, because there's other corroborating evidence with other links to the president.
James Biden told the panel the president had no role in his business ventures, saying, "I never asked my brother to take any official action on behalf of me or anyone else." But even before the interview began, the Republican probe suffered a major blow. Longtime FBI informant Alexander Smirnoff, seen here covered in a scarf, hat, and sunglasses, has been charged with providing false information about President Biden and his son Hunter, some of it allegedly coming from Russian intelligence officials. Republicans had championed the evidence he presented.
Even a trusted FBI informant has alleged a bribe to the Biden family.
That claim from Smirnoff that Hunter Biden and his father sought from Burisma, a Ukrainian energy firm, $5 million in bribes. Prosecutors now say it was a lie. Republicans today struggled to answer questions about Smirnoff's indictment.
All I'm saying is you got to ask the FBI about that. He may, in fact, have given false statement. I don't know.
Prosecutors argue Smirnoff, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen with more than $6 million in his bank account, is a flight risk who's actively peddling new lies that could impact the election, given that he had contact with Russian intelligence officials this past November. Democrats say the Republicans' impeachment probe is forever tarnished.
Any further investigation of this impeachment inquiry is now a witting accomplice to Russian intelligence.
The same congressional investigators question Hunter Biden next Wednesday about his business dealings. As for Alexander Smirnoff, he's not yet entered a plea in his case, but Nora, a judge has released him under restrictions pending trial.
Scott McFarlane on the Hill for us tonight. Thank you. President Biden is slamming GOP frontrunner Donald Trump for refusing to criticize Russia's Vladimir Putin following the death of Alexei Navalny. The former president instead compared Navalny's death to his own legal troubles. CBS's Nancy Cordes is traveling with the president in Los Angeles.
Why does Trump always blame America?
A suspicious death in Russia is now a U.S. election issue after former President Donald Trump equated last week's demise of a famed opposition leader to his recent fine for business fraud.
A form of Navalny. It is a form of communism or fascism.
At a town hall in South Carolina, Trump called Alexei Navalny's death in an Arctic penal colony a, quote, sad situation, but declined once again to blame Russia's president.
Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Why can't Trump just say that? Putin's responsible.
The Biden administration is finalizing what it describes as major sanctions to punish Putin. Today, the Treasury Department's top sanctions official met with allies in Europe to coordinate on the new economic measures that are timed to mark the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We are always looking at additional ways that we can choke off the Russian war machine, that we can deny the Russian military-industrial complex components that it needs to use to fund its war effort. No!
And yet that war effort rages on. The White House is intensifying its attacks on House Republicans for failing to approve another aid package for Ukraine. The embattled nation is running low on ammunition, forcing it to withdraw this week from a strategic city on the front lines. 30. Between that setback and Navalny's death, pressure is mounting on Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson to buck a vocal minority in his party and bring the Ukraine aid up for a vote as soon as Congress returns from a two-week recess. Nora?
We'll be watching. Nancy Cordes, thank you so much. Now to a tragic story out of Florida. A 7-year-old girl has died after a hole she was digging on a beach north of Miami collapsed on top of her and her 9-year-old brother. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has the heartbreaking details.
There is a little girl buried under the sand and they have not gotten to her yet.
Digging with their bare hands, bystanders rushed to try to rescue a little girl buried after the hole in the sand she was playing in collapsed. Christina Blackinger was there and tried to help.
It was horrifying. My husband grabbed a bucket and I started helping. The boy, you can see his head, and even that took a long time to get out. He was like stuck under the sand and you could see him. The girl, we couldn't see.
The child, identified as 7-year-old Sloane Mattingly, was playing with her 9-year-old brother on Tuesday at the beach in Lauderdale-by-the-Sea. Her family was visiting from Indiana.
They were just together as a family, digging a hole to have fun in.
The children were rushed to the hospital where the girl was pronounced dead.
I do get the sense that this is the kind of thing that literally in a second it can happen.
Sand, again, is not going to stay in a stable manner at any time. It's constantly moving, just really just like the ocean is. But when this falls in on you, there's no escaping it. It's very similar to an avalanche on the ski slopes where you're not going to be able to escape this once you're in there.
Experts warn beachgoers not to dig deep holes in the sand, but if you do, fill it before leaving and do not dig a hole deeper than your knees.
This is one bit of danger that you don't need to put yourself in.
Though rare, these accidents do happen. In 2022, there were two similar deaths in other states in just 1 month. Tonight, the 9-year-old boy who survived this accident is now out of the hospital. Nora?
Manny Bajorquez, thank you. Tonight, there are growing concerns that Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, launched 2 years ago, could spill over into NATO territory. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports tonight from northeast Poland, where there are now more than 10,000 U.S. troops stationed near the Ukrainian border.
U.S. live fire exercises in Poland today near Russian territory. An adversary has crossed onto this strip of NATO-controlled soil. U.S. soldiers from the 3rd Infantry Division in Georgia are the first line of defense.
This exercise isn't just about making sure that individual soldiers are ready for combat, but the military itself is ready in case there's an incursion from a regional enemy.
And while no one here will name that regional enemy, there's a good reason they're wargaming an invasion right here and right now. To military planners, the Savaki Gap is NATO's Achilles heel. Just 40 miles separates the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad and Putin-allied Belarus. If the Kremlin launched an incursion here, it would cut off the Baltic states from other NATO countries. But this training could be in jeopardy. With funding for Ukraine stalled in Congress, critical U.S. Army exercises for both American and Ukrainian forces, including supplying those forces, is at risk of screeching to a halt. Spokesman for the U.S. Army, Africa, and Europe, Colonel Martin O'Donnell.
We are running out of money. We've got enough funds right now. If nothing changes, we expect to run out of money before summertime, if nothing changes.
Before summertime?
Before summertime.
And what happens then?
Don't really want to think about it, both in terms of, you know, what we do on the two continents and both in terms of support for Ukraine.
It's the first time a senior U.S. Army official has gone on camera about the urgency of that Ukrainian funding package, Nora, telling us the lack of funds not only threatens critical supplies to Ukraine, but overall U.S. Army operations here in Europe.
Very important reporting, Charlie Daggett. Thank you. Back here at home, more than 150,000 borrowers had their student loans canceled today. President Biden said this afternoon he's forgiving some $1.2 billion of debt for those currently enrolled in a new repayment program. It comes as the annual tuition at a private nonprofit 4-year college or university
tops $41,000, and that is up 4% from just 1 year ago. CBS's Carter Evans takes an in-depth look at the high price of a college education.
I knew that college was going to be quite expensive no matter where I went.
Freshman Talia Day is among 1,700 students currently enrolled at Pomona College, a prestigious school with a hefty price tag. Gabrielle Starr is Pomona's president.
Every time we raise tuition, it doesn't feel good.
Between 1980 and 2023, the average price of college tuition, fees, and room and board in the U.S. skyrocketed 155%.
What would you say is the single biggest expense?
Single biggest expense is people.
Many colleges and universities now operate like small cities, and critics say that's led to administrative bloat. There are now three times as many administrators and staffers as there are teaching faculty at leading schools. Demand for degrees is also driving up costs.
I feel like young people have gotten the sense that in order to be a part of the American dream today, you have to have your bachelor's degree diploma hanging on the wall.
Economist Beth Aker says easy access to loans compounds the problem.
We can't just be telling people a bachelor's degree at any cost is the golden ticket. And so people are signing on the dotted line, basically at whatever price it takes to get them in and through.
So what's the solution here?
If we get students and their parents to think about what am I paying here versus what am I getting, then we really force institutions to, you know, check themselves.
But even at the same school, the actual cost can be different for each student.
We give out a lot of financial aid.
At Pomona, 58% of students get some sort of aid, bringing their tuition closer to $16,000 a year. But many still rely on loans that will take years to pay back.
Is it worth it?
All of the studies show that if you graduate from college, it's worth it. It's worth it in terms of the salary that you earn, and it's worth it in terms of the other opportunities that it opens to you.
Carter Evans, CBS News, Claremont, California.
A bomb threat forces a United Airlines jet to make an emergency landing. We've got the details next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight, the FBI is investigating a bomb threat aboard a United Airlines jet. A flight from Newark had to make an emergency landing in Chicago this morning after a fake bomb note was found in a bathroom. Passengers had to be temporarily evacuated. And that came one day after an American Airlines flight to Chicago was forced to turn back to Albuquerque after a man had to be subdued by passengers after he allegedly tried to open the plane door mid-flight. Several days of heavy rain triggered landslides today in Southern California. A stretch of the Pacific Coast Highway was closed in both directions, along with several other roads in the Malibu area. Beverly Hills ended up with 4 inches of rain in 5 days, while more than 8 inches fell in the Santa Monica Mountains. Despite recent price cuts, many Americans are still struggling to pay for life-saving insulin. Our Health Watch report is next. An estimated 8.4 million Americans rely on insulin to treat diabetes. For seniors on Medicare, that cost is capped at $35 a month. But for everyone else, it can be far more expensive. In tonight's Health Watch, CBS's Roxana Saberi has one mother's story.
So your blood sugar is 192.
14-year-old Cassie Gray says she doesn't want diabetes to define her, but it can take a toll.
I feel defeated sometimes, like it takes over my life.
This is her insulin pen.
For her mother, Tara, it brings an added worry.
What is it like for you financially to pay for these treatments?
We tried to hide some of our stress from our daughter because she already has enough on her plate.
Insulin prices recently decreased as Medicare, some states, and drug manufacturers moved to cap monthly costs. But not all patients qualify.
Exactly how much help you'll get could depend on the drug itself, on your insurance, how big your deductible is, and in some cases, even on your income.
Tara says she was shocked when her private insurance company sent her this letter in 2022, stating that one form of insulin Cassie needs was no longer covered.
It was not medically necessary.
Not medically necessary.
That's what the letter said. I think I just sat there like, not medically necessary. This is her heir.
But families on the Facebook group that she runs for diabetes patients gave her a tip. She could download a coupon to lower the monthly price from $600 to $99.
My worry for the future of coupons would be that they go away.
The three top insulin manufacturers told CBS News they have several programs to lower the cost of the drug. Eli Lilly says it supports bipartisan federal legislation capping prices at $35 for everyone. So does Tara.
Every insulin should have a cap.
Then she'd know Cassie could always afford the life-saving medicine she'll need. Roxana Saberi, CBS News, Mechanicsville, Virginia.
Heart of America is next with a heartwarming story about an incredible family reunion months after the devastating Maui wildfires.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. Meet Mahina. She was missing for months after wildfires ravaged her family's home in Hawaii last year. Her owners eventually gave up hope of finding her after they moved thousands of miles away to Montana. The three-year-old cat survived in the burn zone for 100 days before she was rescued by the heroes at the Maui Humane Society. Last week, Mahina was reunited with her family. The nonprofit covered the cost to fly her all the way to the mainland, and her owner had this message for Mahina's rescuers.
Thank you so much, not even just for my kitty, but for all the other animals out there that they have rescued from this fire, just reuniting families and bringing hope. It's a beautiful thing.
As the Maui Humane Society puts it, it takes a village, and that story of community is tonight's Heart of America. I love this story. Meow and forever. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com.
These products are perfect for any fan of evening news. And you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.